Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed find common ground and take it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that not only does it open the door to new understandings, but that we're all basically the same at the core level. And you will see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight it's my pleasure to welcome back international psychic Rachel Thompson Phillips. She's also a healer. She does Reiki, crystal, remedial massage. She's a coach and mentor, an NLP practitioner, a holistic counselor, body intuitive, trainer, facilitator, and speaker. She does podcasts around the world and radio as well. She has been reading for over 15 years to help others along their personal and spiritual journey, both locally and internationally. Now, I've been communicating with Rachel on Facebook. She's having problems getting through the studio. So I'm going to play a song now, and I'm going to call her. We'll be back with her live in just a couple of minutes. I'm now going to play a song by a fellow named Ed Roman called Coming My Way.
Every day I've been waiting for the sunshine. It's been coming my way. And oh, it's been coming my way. I've been dancing at a hold down, loved it to the fight with folk. I've been sipping on the moonshine, I've been telling dirty jokes. And oh, 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 it's been coming my way. It's been coming my way.
was Rachel Thompson. I'm sorry. That was Ed Roman singing Coming My Way. I'm going to have to play one more song. We're still communicating via Facebook. We're each having trouble reaching each other, but she just gave me another number, so I'm going to try that. In the meantime, I'm going to play an old standby, Jennifer Farron, called Throw It All Away. And that was the beginning of the song, Throw It All Away by Jennifer Farron. And the reason I interrupted it is, good news, I have Rachel Thompson Phillips on the line. So, Rachel, let me ask you, how are you tonight?
I am doing very well, thank you. It's as always, because I'm in Australia, it's just early morning here.
Ah, yes. Well, that's a beautiful time of the day, and it's Friday where you're at, so...
Yes.
The week is wrapping up for you. I just realized I misspelled your first name on the promo page. And, folks, that's important because if you want to contact Rachel, you need to have the correct spelling to find her on the Internet. I'm going to give you her website in just a minute. The other thing you can do is Google her, Rachel Thompson Phillips. And Rachel is spelled R-A-C-H-L. A-E-L. Thompson has the P in it, and Phillips has two L's. So it's Rachel Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S. That's on the World Wide Web, RachelThompsonPhillips.com. Did I get it right, Rachel?
Yes, it's a mouthful, but yes, thank you so much. That is right.
Rachel does all kinds of things, folks, as you can probably gather from the different capabilities that she has. But she does do psychic readings, and she's very reasonable for an hour. The price that's quoted is in Australian dollars. That's where she's at, and American dollars are less. So that's something good to know. And Rachel is also the inventor of the BU Oracle cards. And will you be using those cards tonight, Rachel?
Yes, that's what I'll be using.
They're beautiful cards. I have a set of them. Go to the website and take a look. They're beautifully designed. There's a wonderful story about the artist that she got to do the artwork and how she sunk literally the end of her money into those cards. And what a success they were. Have I got that right?
Yes, thank you so much. It was one of those moments where you go, hey, that sounds like a really good idea. Let's do that. And you have no idea what you're actually in for.
Right.
And then you finish it and you're like, oh, I'm glad I actually didn't know what that was actually going to entail, or else I may not have done it.
All right. Well, thank God history is history, and it came out with you smelling like roses.
Oh, thank you.
We're not going to talk a long time because we have a lot of callers on the line and we're getting a late start. But I just wanted to ask if you have any online courses coming up that you'd like to talk about.
Definitely. I run an online intuition alignment program where I go through and I teach people all about intuition. Also go through in teaching people how to become oracle readers and developing that skill set. A lot of the girls have gone on to use that knowledge to become professional oracle readers, where they've left their moved and transitioned from their full-time jobs into the job that they actually have always wanted to do, which is becoming oracle readers and helping people. And then a lot of other people have used that skill set back in their own businesses that they've used. So there's a whole array of ways in which people can use their intuition if they're wanting to use it just to learn about it for just knowledge base and to learn and understand themselves a little bit more, as well as that component of being able to use it on a professional platform as well.
Beautiful. How long does it, is there an average time that it takes to develop your intuitive skills?
The program that I run is for 12 weeks because I like to cover every area I think our intuition communicates to us on a physical level, a mental and emotional level. So there's a psychology aspect with it. There's a soul and a spiritual level. So I like to go through all of those components, not just teach them just how to read cards and send them off. So that's why mine goes for 12 weeks, because I like to give people as much information as I can. So you can probably do it at a shorter time, but I think sometimes making sure that you've got all your bases covered and being as knowledgeable as you can around intuition is going to help you have that confidence to then be able to use it on in a professional level.
Perfect. And folks, whether you've called in tonight or are listening or are listening to the podcast, please take a look at the promo page to see what else Rachel does do. But I think we will go to the phone lines now. Thank you, everybody, for hanging in there. We only lost one of you, and you're in for a treat. Valerie is up first, and Valerie, you are live.
Hi. Hi, David. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Hi. How are you, Valerie?
Oh, good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Do you have a question, or would you like
I
me
do.
To just... Okay, awesome.
I have a
thank
question.
You.
Uh-huh. When do you see work? When do you see work coming in my field part time?
I don't actually see it coming in for quite some time. So my impression with that is, even if you look for something that is not in your profession at the moment, because I feel like you're at a stage where you're really frustrated and the card that's come up is chaos. So when we get really, really stressed about things, it has a massive impact on every area of our world. So that's what I'm saying. I don't see something in your profession, what you specifically want, for about possibly like 7 months. So that's why I was making the suggestion, if you go and get something in between times, just as like a gap job, whilst you then pursue and fulfill the job that you do really want. And at least in that way, it'll take a bit of pressure off you. And it will also mean that you won't just jump at the very first thing that comes to point, where you'll actually take that little bit of time and go, you know what, I feel like at that time frame around the 7 months, I reckon 2 or 3 jobs will come up. And I don't think that the very first one will be the right fit for you. But if you are feeling stressed out, you're going to jump on it and take it, and then may not enjoy it as much. Whereas if you have that opportunity to be able to sit back and go, oh, there's a couple that have come in, I can now make choices and not coming from that fear, then you'll make a decision based on what's really important for you, as opposed to needing to have it right away.
Oh, okay. I wasn't needing to have it right away. But there was one that I applied for, but it was canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but I've been waiting quite a while. It's been over a year or so. So it's not like,
I don't think it's definitely got nothing to do with that you're not qualified in that, love. I just think that the job that you're looking for isn't available at this point. So it's a little bit more about timing than whether you're skilled or not, love. So I was making the suggestion, maybe you could get something to fill in at this time point, because it's really nice to know that you've got something to get up and go and do, converse with people, and whilst you wait for the right one to come for you.
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure, love. You take care and have a nice evening.
Thanks for waiting, Valerie. It's good to have
welcome.
You call in, and God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Kimberly is next. And Kimberly, you are coming up. There you are.
Thank you. Hello. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly. How are you, love?
I am great. My question is in good. My question is regarding romantic life, and you know, just to get some information in regard to that.
As in, wondering if a partner was coming. Is that
yes?
So I can be more specific. Right. Okay.
Yes.
The card that has come up for you is a really beautiful card. It's called the card of strength. It says, I am at peace with who I am. To me, that's a card that comes up and says that you're moved into a space where you are very, very comfortable in your own skin. That is what's going to attract the right partner for you. The biggest thing that I keep hearing in my mind at this moment is don't settle for less. Be selective on your life partner that you want to have. If you notice within someone, within a couple of dates of being, you know, a couple of dates that there's a few little things that you just make you sort of go, what? Then that's not the right person for you. I feel like probably within the next 3 months, a really nice gentleman, and I say gentleman because I feel like he has old school manners, as in opens up the door, pulls the chair out when that lady sits down. It's not something you see every day, and that's someone that has got beautiful values around females and treating them well, and has a great deal of respect for them, and that's the kind of gentleman that you're looking for, that's easygoing, and is great conversationalist, and someone that you, when you're with them, it's not a sense of completeness. That's not the sense that I'm trying to portray. It's more of a sense of familiarity. It's almost like you've known each other for your whole lifetime and you've only just met. So when you get that feeling, that's the right person. And I sort of see someone that is probably around about 6 foot tall, sandy-ish hair going into greyish hair. So as you know, people say it's that distinguished, men get referred to as distinguished, women get referred to as getting grey hair, you know. But that beautiful, distinguished look. Dresses very well and has a beautiful presence about him. So, yeah, I see within the next 3 months, but don't settle for less. Know that you are a really great catch for someone and don't compromise on what you want. Okay, love?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kimberly. Have a beautiful night.
You're
welcome.
Bye.
You know, I love the fact that you said don't settle for less. That was a brilliant reading. And also the fact that you emphasized holding the knowing. That is so important, isn't it?
It is. So like, well, sometimes I think we underestimate our intuition is communicating to us all the time, and it comes through in lots of different subtle ways that we don't always see, that they're little indicators that saying, hey, this is a good fit for you, or hey, this is maybe not a good fit, maybe choose something different, or there's a different opportunity out there for you. So that's why I always like to sort of, I love how you picked up on that, is because that's that intuitive information coming through from our soul to help guide us at any very given time. So if we understand those sort of senses to look out for, then we know when we feel them straight away that there's that connection, and it opens up that information for us to be able to go, hey, this is a really good fit for me.
Absolutely. Well, Kimberly has got a wonderful spirit, and I trust that the right person that Rachel was talking about is right around the corner for you. Debbie is next, and Debbie, you're live.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Debbie. How are
you? Can
you
hear me? Oh, I'm great. Thank you. My question is about relationships, too. I've known this man for 12 years that was just like you described for her. And now I've started, we're not together anymore, but I've started this adventure that is kind of like what we were always told we were supposed to do together. So I'm curious, is he coming mm-hmm. back into my life, or do I have someone even better? I mean, our relationship was the most amazing I've ever experienced, but is there something better coming for me?
I feel like you are at a very, very defining moment in your life. If you wanted to have that gentleman back in your life, you could have them. But I think the question you have to ask is, if you aren't together now, what was that moment that allowed you to part ways? Because I feel like you've got like one foot in the past of the relationship you had with him and one part in the future. And because you're not making a distinctive choice, there's a part of yourself that's shutting down. So if you're waiting for this old partner to come back into your world, if you want that, go out there and get it, love, and invest all your time and energy if you feel like that's the right thing for you. If you can see that that's a beautiful relationship and you use that as a mirror for what you would like to invite into your world, then be open to allowing it to happen. But you're not open for anything at this moment because of being in that crossroad. And the card that comes up for you is abundance. So that's most people just apply abundance to a monetary sense. But this is an abundance of a significant element of being able to say you're abundant on every level. So you are you have the ability to manifest whatever it is that you want right at this point. Do you want to be with the gentleman from that you were with previously? I'm going to jump in, love. If it takes that long to answer the question, then it means
with what we have, absolutely. But my hesitation is, well, I may want that, but is that what he's going to want, or how, you know, am I wasting my time?
My biggest thing, advice that I could give to you that's coming up for me is move on, but use that beautiful relationship as a mirror for what you would like to come through that and better. And know that you have the capabilities, because on a psychological point, our mind is always looking for something to recall information back on. You have this now most magnificent memory of what it is to have a beautiful relationship. When you are looking for the next suitor, you can then go back and go, does this mirror what I've had before? Because I know this works well for me. And focus in on that, love. But as
can
I said,
you still feel
if it took you that
the,
long to
the
answer
connection
the question,
between us? Yeah.
Yeah, but I
can
think
you
it's
still
now
feel
moved
that?
More back into... Yes, I can, but I think it's now moved into, you know, when you have those moments where you have been so deeply in love with someone and then you part ways, and that love will always, forever be invested with that person. I feel like it's moved into that kind of love. It's not I'm in love anymore. It's like a familiar love that I will forever have in my lifetime.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Thank you very, very much.
That is my pleasure, but just remember, you have the ability to manifest whatever you want. So use it wisely at this time, okay? And remember, like, women need to remember that they're amazing beings and that the right person will turn up for you. Most of the time, we settle for.
Oh, I absolutely have no doubt. If you knew the adventure that I just took over the last 6 months, to get where I am, yeah, I'm a major manifester. I'm just curious
But that's what I'm saying. You're manifesting exactly what's going on. You'd like the old relationship, but you're not sure, and you're not sure to go in the thing. So at the moment, you're manifesting exactly what's going on in your mind at the moment. Use it as I can't keep expressing enough, just use the example of this amazing relationship, not so much the gentleman, but the relationship that you had, and know that you can manifest that with a new person and it will be even better because your standards have, now you've got a taste of what it's like to have a magnificent relationship. You're only going to want more of that, love, and that you should never never compromise on that.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you very
much,
Rachel.
That's my absolute pleasure, love. Have a nice evening.
You too.
Debbie,
blessings.
Take care. Blessings to you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bryn is next. This is a gentleman, and you are live. Whoops. Sorry about that. Opened the wrong box.
Hi.
There we go.
Hi. Hi, this is Bryn. Bryn calling. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Bryn. How are you?
Okay.
Good, thank you. And you?
Well, okay, to a certain extent. My mom passed away yesterday morning in New York City, where I live. And my sister and I have been taking care of her for several years, along with the home health aide. And my question is, my mother was on Social Security and she was getting teacher's annuity pay that was helping to pay the rent. So my question is, for my sister and I, do you see us moving from where we're living now, or do you see us finding like another place separately or apart? It doesn't matter in that score, but I just feel, you know, we're kind of on pins and needles because we have not too much money left here.
Mm-hmm. First, I want to give my sincere condolences for your mother passing yesterday.
Okay.
The card that's come up for you is trust. The most important thing that comes up for me is I think it's really important if both you and your sister actually sit down and decide what it is that you both want. Do you either want to be together, like live together in the same place, or do you want to go separately? Because that is going to also make quite a difference to the choices that you both make. Whereas I understand that you guys are obviously going through a great deal when we go through a loss, and I feel like if everything is compounding at the moment for you, and trust is that element of just knowing that everything is going to unfold exactly how you want. But I think it's really important that you get really clear on some of the things that you would like, or else you can end up in places that you don't really want to be because you haven't been quite definitive about those kind of questions. Because, like, if you knew you were going to live together, then you would know you could either make the choice to stay where you are, or you need to look for a two-bedroom apartment. If you were on your own, you'd probably only look for a one-bedroom apartment. So do you see what I mean by if you both are clear on what it is that you want, it definitely makes the outcome or the result so much easier to know to look for, and it gives you back more strength to believe that it's going to unfold right for you.
Do you think we'll be able to stay here where we've taken care of our mom, this apartment that we've had?
Yes, I do believe that you do have the... I think there may be a few things that you may need to do in order to stay there. I'm not sure if the home that you have been in is an opportunity because your mother was unwell or something like that. But I feel like if you were to speak to the people about the property, you would find a way to make it so that you could both continue to stay living there. Because I think for both of you, it might be important to stay there for the next 6 to 8 months and then make a decision from there. Because I feel like you've just had your mother passing, and I think you both want to be able to stay in the home as still a connection to your mum whilst you go through that grieving process.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
No problems, Bryn. Best of luck, love.
Thank you.
My sincere sympathy to you, Bryn. God bless.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, and thank you for being patient tonight.
That's okay. No problem.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
We're getting some feedback, aren't we, Rachel?
Yes.
Okay, Sue is next. Sue, I apologize for opening the mic before and moving on to Bryn, but he was first, so you're live now.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you. Yes, this is Suzanne. Thank you for taking my phone call, and I'd like to see when you see a relationship coming in.
Well, it seems to be a very recurring theme at the moment for all you gorgeous ladies out there. So the card that comes up for you, Sue, is there's actually been two cards that have popped up for you, so I'll give you a quick intro into what they are. The very first one that is stop, and the next is inner child. Now, most people think inner child is that reference point to, you know, that there's a wounded inner child within us. But in my own deck of cards, it is about being able to tap into that that aspect of being able to remember to dream big. I feel like some of the, it seems like very same as reoccurring themes with the relationship questions. I feel like you have compromised a lot in yourself over the journey to the age that you are now. I think a lot of it has been generational, you know, as in, you know, women were seen and not heard, and they were there as the homemakers. And so there's a part, I feel, of your own self that has always naturally stayed quiet to keep the peace. And I feel like there is this point now where there's this new resurgence and a renewal of your own self that is starting to surface. I feel like at this point you're going through this really nice, beautiful transformation period, but rest is required for that full transformation to occur. And I feel like once you've gone through that, which may only be, I feel like it's only a couple of weeks where everything will, it's like one of those moments where there's all these internal changes going on. You may not be able to see them on an external element, but have you been feeling a little bit tired and not as focused and stuff, things like that? Have you been experiencing any of that at all?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Like, I wasn't feeling good today, and I usually go, 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 and I just was feeling tired, and then I said, I don't want to sub anymore as an aide and teacher. I want to get a job, and then I was thinking that I'm not going to go online anymore. I'm going to go out there, and I went, even went out by myself last night. I mean, I have friends, but they're always not around, and I met other people, so yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. The reason the card of rest and relaxation is coming up at this point is because it's almost like all of your cells are starting to vibrate at a new frequency, and in order for that to become fully cemented, then our body actually becomes very, very tired while it's doing all of this beautiful internal work. So just give it that space to be able to rest and relax. And then through that, you're going to get even more clarity on what you want in a relationship. I think at this point, there's still some more finer tune, and I think some of the things that you might settle for are not good enough. And I think it's important to have a look at those kind of things as to what's not just super important, but there's a difference between we think about the kind of relationship that we want from our mind as opposed to how we actually feel about those kind of things. And I think some of the things that you think will be really important, I don't really think that they would be that much, but there's other areas that you haven't thought about, like what kind of mannerisms would they would, how do they treat and respect women, those kind of like really deeper kind of questions, I think is sort of the searching place so that you can then come back, and once you've got those answers, then you know exactly when you meet someone, does this person have those attributes, so then whether you know whether to spend any time or invest any more time or go, look, I think you're really lovely, but that's in your own mind, that's not the direction I would like to go in. So it's really important that you just get really clear on the kind of relationship you would like and the kind of qualities within a person that you would like, and that's going to come through this downtime period, okay? So just allow yourself to go through this healing process right at the moment, and you'll come out the other side with so much more renewed energy, but you're going to have so much more clarity than what you do at the moment, love.
Oh, so you don't see anybody like you saw for the last person, you know, like coming through?
Sorry, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that question.
You spoke to another lady and you saw, you like in 3 months, a man coming towards her, but you don't see
that.
So you
have like a time frame? I think if you were to, the thing that comes up for me, if you were to take these next couple of weeks to really rest and allow you the transformation that's going on internally, I think there would be an opportunity for someone in 6 weeks. But if you prolong this next 2-week period, I think that it could be the potential to stretch it out for over nearly close to 4 months.
I'll rest.
It's always a very, very good motivator, isn't it? Because you've got to remember the most important relationship you have is with your own self. And I think you've spent a great deal of life, a big part of your life, making everything about everyone else. You've got to take this time to let your body recalibrate into this, you know, this new sense of this person that you're growing into at this point. And then the doors will open for the right exact person. Whereas if you attracted someone right now, they'd seem nice, but in 3 months' time, you'd be going, oh, that's not really what I wanted. So it's important that you just take these couple of weeks to allow all of that transformation to occur on the internal area. So, you know, when you're feeling tired, don't think that there's something wrong with you. Remind yourself that your body's going through this beautiful healing quality and ask what it is that you need. Do you need more, you know, when we rest, do we need to, do I need to take a soak in the bath? Do I need to go for a walk? And when your energy is feeling a little bit low, when you go for that walk, it's not like walk around the streets at 100 miles an hour. You casually walk around taking in the air and taking a moment to look at your surroundings and the environment and just take a little bit of pressure off and allow all of the changes that are occurring to happen and just be patient with yourself at this time. We as women, we sort of go, okay, well, I'm going to rest right now. I'm going to give you 2 hours to do all of the work because I'm too busy and I've got things to do. And your body's going to go, yeah, well, good luck with that.
Yeah, you're right. All right, well, thank you.
All right, so give yourself the next couple of weeks. Okay, love. Thanks. My pleasure,
okay,
love.
Thanks.
I hope it helped.
Take care, Sue. Okay, God bless. All right, our next caller is Anila. And Anila,
hello.
You're live.
Hi, Rachel. David, it's Anila. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Anila. How are you? And thank you for being patient.
Oh, thank you. I guess it's the same question as the person you listened to.
I'm not sure.
I feel ready to meet somebody. So I was wondering what you pick up.
Yep. No problems. So when there is a reoccurring question that is coming up, I'm not sure if the other previous ladies are still listening, but just in case they are, when there is a familiar question that keeps mm-hmm. coming up, it means that that there will be a message in each one of the answers that I've also given to the previous women.
Yes.
So I'm sure you've probably been listening and there's probably been points that I've said to them that you go, oh,
yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's what I mean. That's what happens when there is a lot of reoccurring, the same reoccurring question that comes up. It means that there is a collective answer for every single one of you ladies in that same exact question for you all. Okay?
Yes.
So I am 100% in agreement with you. You are definitely ready for this. and I see your person that is going to arrive very, very quickly. Now, I feel like there's going to be a part of you that goes, oh, my God, I am all in and I'm going to invest every part of myself with this person, and I see it like in the next couple of weeks. And then you're going to get freaked out because it's going to be too good. That you then you'll be wondering if something's wrong because it'll be too good.
Oh.
So my thing for you to remember is do not shoot yourself in the foot. When something is good, enjoy every freaking moment about it.
You have
come to a place where you've done all the work, you've settled for shit, you've had all the crap, and now you're like, this is just the most magical thing. And I don't even have to justify. I'm just going to allow myself to receive this.
Okay.
So remember that.
Okay.
When you start getting all of those doubts, that's questioning whether it's going to stay this good forever, take yourself away and say to yourself, get your shit together. This is perfect. Enjoy it. And then you'll be like, thank you so much for that little conversation. And you'll come back and you'll be fine to keep going, okay?
Okay. So you feel it's completely new? I'm meeting somebody new?
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Yes. I think it'll be a totally, for you, I have to say you have the most beautiful energy. You cracked me right up. But I feel like with you, yours is going to be completely new at the most random place. You know that saying where they say, what you're looking for will turn up when you totally least expect it. And I think it'll be somewhere like going to have a coffee And I know it's as much sounds as cheesy as it is, but I think the person in front of you who will potentially have his back turned to you will reach out and grab a coffee and you'll think it's yours and both of your hands will touch and you'll look at each other and you'll be just like, wow, this is cool. And I think it'll be like that.
Okay. I'm just one thing. So I'm meeting him in the next couple, you said? Something like that, energetically?
Yeah, but don't go out of your way to go out and become like a little stalker where you walk out and you're like, I'm the person. There is a thing of, allowing things to unfold, okay?
Yeah.
If you walk around all like looking for that particular person, you're not going to find them. As I said, it's those moments when you're least expecting it and not even like out in that moment that it will unfold. So allow that natural process to continue, okay? Don't go out searching and looking for him, okay? Because then he might look at you and go, you look really nice, but there's something funny going on there, you know?
Well, I love the fact that this reading is about enjoying the ride. So it's like if you're at the amusement park on a roller coaster, you're not thinking, you're just enjoying the ride. That's what I'm going to do.
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
Good. Well, I wish you all the best of luck. And remember, when you get into that space, take yourself away, have your own little self-talk, and then come back and enjoy the moment, okay?
Got it. I will definitely do that. Thank you so much, Rachel, and thank you, David.
It's my absolute pleasure, love. You have a nice evening.
You're welcome, Amla. Thank you for holding.
Okay,
moving on. We have one more person I talked to. Then we'll go to area codes for the remainder of the hour. Deanna, let's see if the theme continues. Deanna's next. You're live.
Hi. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Deanna. And how are you, love?
I am enjoying the program. Rachel, I wanted to tell you about 30 years ago, I was in Australia, and I really liked it. Really, really liked it.
Oh, that's so good. Which part did you come to?
Sydney and Melbourne.
Oh, very, very nice. Well, I'm up from there. I'm on the Gold Coast, so in Queensland. So where the Commonwealth Games was, that's where I live.
Near the Great Barrier Reef.
No, the Barrier Reef is right up the top of Queensland, but I'm not sure if you had all seen the Commonwealth Games that were around. All of those locations, it was in the same area that I live in.
Oh, I'd love to go back and see that and, go around the perimeter, but I feel blessed that I was able to go there. I know it was in the month of November. I remember being there on the 11th of November, which is a kind of special date for me. And also on my birthday a few days before, but I found it to be very, very nice.
Hot.
Really very nice.
Yes.
So
that's wonderful.
Me,
do you have a question for me, love?
Well, first I want to know what the name of your cards, what you called your cards.
My oracle cards are called BU.
BU,
in other
like
words.
Me.
That's it.
BU. So BEYOU in one word.
That's
BU Oracle card.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's good. I wanted to ask you if you could pull one because I don't want to limit. I don't want to limit to work or health or relationships.
Okay, no problem.
Whatever comes, I don't want to control the situation.
No problem. Well, the card that comes up for you, love, is called Ocean Calling. Now, Ocean Calling is a card when we have gone through a lot of times where we do a lot of internal thinking and a lot of internal reflecting and assessing. And what can happen is things get a little bit out of balance. And Ocean is one of the Mother Earth's most gracious ways in which to create equilibrium and balance back into our world. But the ocean also has this beautiful calibration of being able to recharge ourselves on an energetic level. And it also washes away all of the stress, the pressure. And I just sort of feel like your physical body has got quite a heavy amount of energy around it from just, I think you're highly sensitive to being around people. So I think it's really important to allow all of that energy from other people and from within your own, like just sort of internal reflective work you've been doing to go and allow that to be sort of removed from your own self, to be cleared, so that a beautiful new flow of energy can come through to really re-equalize everything. It's almost like going to the ocean. It's like putting a reset button on our mind, body, soul connection. And I think that's
really
important
the call.
For you at this time.
Yeah, and funny that I mentioned to you the Great Barrier Reef, because that's a way for me to relate to the ocean. And I live close to the ocean, so I'm going to plan to do that this week, to just go and sit there by the ocean and let the waves recalibrate me.
And you'll find that there will become a nice clarity in your mind. Your energy will become softer, more refined, more balanced, and you'll feel like a really nice harmony that is going on within all parts.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Deanna.
Thank you,
Rachel. Have a wonderful time at the ocean, love.
Glad we got
to
you.
Thank you, David. Yes.
You're
welcome.
Welcome, sweetheart.
Welcome, Rachel. You're wonderful, too.
God bless.
God bless.
We have more callers than we're going to be able to get to, so please visit Rachel Thompson Phillips' website, which is on the World Wide Web. And I'm going to spell it out for you so that you have her name correctly. It's RACHAEL. Thompson is THOMPSON. And Phillips is spelled with two L's. So it's RachelThompsonPhillips.com. And I'm going to go to area code 334. I tried to talk to you before, but apparently you were away from your phone. Hi there.
I have stepped away from the phone. Thank you for taking my call.
What's your name, honey?
Kira.
Hi, Kira.
Hi.
Hi,
hello,
love.
Rachel.
How are you?
I'm fine. I just want to know, do you see anything coming in for positive relationship? Healthy relationship.
No problems. The card that comes up for you, love, is it's a card called Sassy. Now, Sassy is a way that when, so to me, when I think of Sassy, I think of that sort of embodiment of like old school, like Audrey Hepburn, Marilyn Monroe. They were women that dressed well, but they had this beautiful internal inner confidence. I feel like at the moment you've been making sure that you're taking care of everyone else's needs and you've been neglecting your own. And I feel like that has an impact on your self-confidence at the moment. We sort of wavering, questioning, you know, are you good enough? Is there something wrong with me? And I just sort of hear that sort of kind of conversation that's going on in your mind. And we can forget to underestimate the power of that we can reverse engineer self-confidence. Because it is an internal resource, if you're looking at yourself and you look and you think, oh, God, I'm not looking that great today. And we as women, we're very harsh on that, that we have the capability to access that internal strength through clothing. So to me, I feel like there's this moment where you need to go in and do some self-care, like go and have a shower, wash your hair, put some makeup on, put something on that makes you feel good, and instantly that is going to boost your confidence, and it's that confidence that's going to radiate and attract the right person for you. I feel like at the moment you're wanting someone, but I feel like there's not enough energy to give to that because you're just sort of lacking a little bit of self-confidence. And the moment that you just sort of get that taste of that self-confidence back again, then you'll be available to be attracting the right person. So I do feel like someone will come into your world, but I think at this point the most important thing that you can do for your own self is just work on that self-confidence within your own self, and that's what I'm saying. We can do things for our own self to help boost our own confidence, and for women it's hair, nails, toenails, you know, taking a beautiful soak in the bath, because that just feeds and nourishes our soul, and when our soul is nourished, we just radiate and glow. And I think that's really important for you at this point.
Self-care. Thank you. Thank you.
Does that make sense, Kira?
Yes, it does. It really does.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, and thank you for holding on so long.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Good night. Okay. Area code 917, you're next. And, folks, stay on the line. We'll take one more after this one. What is your first name, please?
Hi, David. Hi, Rachel. This is Ellen.
Ellen, hi there.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi.
How are you?
Terrific. I'm lucky. I may be the last caller.
Woo-hoo! Thank you for being patient and waiting, love.
Rachel, you and I spoke a couple of months ago. I was lucky enough to get a reading with you, online. Any event, let me ask you, do you pick up any changes regarding either my job or a relationship developing?
I feel like you need to hold on to your hat because I think your whole world is about to change in ways that you've never even thought about. And I get the giggles because I feel like I want to say to you, be careful what you wish for because it's all going to come true and it's all going to happen really very quickly and it's going to catch you off guard. So when that kind of information that comes through for me, I always say to that person, just take a step back, take a deep breath, and know that everything is going to unfold very quickly. So you need to be open for that when it happens, because a lot of the times we think about and we dream about those things happening, and then when it happens, we get freaked out and we can push it away because we can just go, this is just all too good, or I don't know how to cope with this, and we can repel what we've been trying to attract for a really long time. I feel like there's going to be a change of job, a change of location, a new man coming in, extra finances coming through. Everything in your world is going to change for the beautiful, and you're ready for that. So you just need to be open and receptive. And I feel like I want to say to you, I am open to receiving. I feel like that is something that's really important for you, or I believe in myself. One of those two to use on a consistent basis so that when these things do start unfolding, you really are in a receptive place to allow and invite that into your world, love, because this is your time.
Wow, what a great message. I feel so good just listening to you.
As you said, hold on, honey, because there is going to be some things that blow your mind that you couldn't have even dreamed how good these things are going to be, good, how great they're going to be for you. So hold on, remember those two affirmations. I am open to receiving, or I am a great receiver is one that I like to use. I'm a great receiver, and I believe in me.
Thank you.
Okay, so use those two every single day. Well, you take care. And jump back on a call in a couple of months' time and let me know how everything unfolds, okay? So close to 3 months, I see this all starting to unfold, okay?
Oh, you're welcome, Ellen. I was just going to say, Ellen, I will have Rachel back again. So please check my website and let us know how things work out. We're real excited to hear about it.
Thank you.
Okay, Rachel, can you go 5 minutes over? We just have two callers left.
Yep. I will do these. I always like to see if I can get everyone done. So if we only have two more, I am more than happy to do those.
Beautiful. Things. We'll do that. If another one calls and they're going to be out of luck.
Yeah.
The phone lines close at 8:30, but area code 678, you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, this is Regina.
Hi, Regina.
Hi.
How are you, sweetie?
Hi, Rachel. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, love. Thank you for being patient and waiting.
Thank you for being patient with me. My question is, love. See what's coming up for me
in
that area. I just like hear her messages. They're so nice. So.
Oh, thank you. That's so beautiful. Thank you so much for that. So are you wanting to know when a partner will come or what you could do to attract the right person? What is it sort of that you were wanting to know more specifically, love?
When is that person coming in? when can I be looking out for that?
You've just got a very cool card too. So your card is called Dreams, and it says don't give up just before. What happens is when we dream about that ideal partner, to me, I feel like yours is more around timing. I feel like this person that is going to be your life partner is either come out of, not so much just come recently come out of a divorce, but is still needing to do any of the healing that he needs to from that time frame, or he's been that engaged in his business that it's now at a level where he can take a step back. Okay? So
okay.
When the dreams card comes up, it's an indication. What can happen is we as humans, we're all designed the same way. We all set in motion a dream that we would like to have. And just about before it's about to unfold, what happens is everything feels like it falls apart. And you start to think, maybe this is not the right thing. And then we give up. My thing mm-hmm. for you is to just keep believing that that right person is right there for you, because it is. He's just needing to tidy up something in his life first before he's 100%. And the thing that I love the most about this gentleman is he is not someone that is not going to waste another person's time because he has been hurt himself and doesn't want to just invest his time on just something that's casual. So that means that when he
yes.
is fully committed, he's 100% all in. He's not a bit 20% here and a bit uncertain there and a bit there. When you're with this gentleman, you're going to be with every part of him, and I think that is an truly beautiful gift to receive, because that means you're getting everything of him. It means you also need to give everything of your own self, because I feel like you want to give everything, but I think there's a little part that you're really quite resistant sharing some of that vulnerability and or being scared of being hurt again. Just use that as
yes.
a beacon, love. But don't let it be the direction that holds you back from being able to do this. Use it as a guidance tool. When you were hurt, you knew way before it actually got to the level that it was that there was lots of things that weren't right. The moment that things start not feeling like they're right, have a conversation with this gentleman. That's what makes him so wonderful. And he will reassure you that everything will be perfect and that it's okay for you to be able to communicate this feeling. And I don't feel like you've ever had a relationship where you can 100% communicate how you've ever felt before. So it's going to make you feel a little bit nervous, but this gentleman is worth the investment, love. Okay?
Oh, wow. And I just want to say
so
that I came from a... Yes, I've definitely been patient because I came from a divorce too, and it's been
yep.
3 years. So I took time to
yep.
heal. I had to
mm-hmm.
Because
yep.
I just didn't want to go to the next guy and it's going to be my ex-husband again, but in a different face, you know, with a different face and different body.
Yep.
I'm like, no,
that's
I don't
right.
want that. I want to clean that up before I even make that step.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So just know that person is going through that same process and they're just not exactly where you're at just at this point. So just be patient, keep believing, and it will unfold beautifully for you.
Wow, that's great, man. Well, thank you so much, Rachel.
My absolute pleasure, love. You have a nice evening.
You
thanks,
too.
Regina.
Bye.
Okay, God
bye.
Bless. Rachel,
bye.
Attention to that electronic voice.
Yep. Okay.
We'll still be recording past the hour mark. This is a phone number I recognize, and it's your lucky day, Sharon. Hi, Sharon.
You know, it is my lucky day. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hi, Sharon. How are you, love?
I feel very lucky. I do feel blessed. So thank you very much for taking my call. Can I ask you, please? I took two jobs that I love very much. And one is newer. I'm still training and I'm easing into a little bit out of training. I just talked to the boss just now. And they're both independent contractor jobs. And I have my grandson that I pick up every 2 weeks. In fact, it's 2 years old. I've got to go pick him up tomorrow. I take a 5.5-hour drive one way to pick him up. And then he stays
a couple of days with me, and then I drive him 5.5 hours back to his mom. And, you know, I help with babysitting, and I love my grandson. I'm a little worn out, but I need
– I'm exhausted just listening to what's going on in your world at this point.
Well,
so I just have to say,
I
commend you, love.
Start making money. You know, that's also the big thing. You know, find good babysitters. I only have one, but she's not available all the time. So do you see things clearing up where I'll start making money, getting good babysitters?
Will you have a babysitter for him when you have him? Is that the question?
Well, I have one now, but she's not always available. And she is excellent, but she's not always available. So I keep asking people. I just came from the dentist, and I was asking around there, and someone said they'd check with their church. And, you know, so I'm constantly checking. And I want his mother to start taking good care of him. You know, I don't want to worry for him. And so I have been offering to take him, and I love having him. I mean, he's just a joy to have, but I also need to work.
The biggest thing that comes up for me, love, for you, is there is no boundaries in any area in your world. And I think when we don't have boundaries, people walk all over the top of us. They don't learn the lessons they need to. Like, for example, your daughter is not learning the lesson on how to be a good parent that you think that she is more than capable of doing.
She's not my daughter.
You're too flexible.
Yeah, she's not my daughter.
You know what I mean? You see her as... No, I realize that, but I'm just saying this in like, you're helping this person that you want to see that... Anyway, but because you're too flexible with this lady, she's walking all over the top of you. And you're exhausted.
Well,
and
I want my grandson
not,
safe, so.
No, I totally respect that, love. But there could be ways in which she could be more flexible. Rather than you drive for the 5.5 hours that way and 5.5 hours back, why don't you get her to meet you halfway? And as far as the babysitter, I think that there is definitely, I think if with the babysitter that you've got, I think if you were to, because she will just say to you, oh, I'm not really sure, you know, this doesn't suit me. You go, oh, okay then. You need to be able to say to her, these are the days and times that I need you. Can you be here for them? So that you know that you've got X amount of days with her, so that when you're looking for the next person, you can say, well, these are the days that I need, and this is what it entails. I think when you definitely bring those boundaries in, one, if you're going to get more energy back, because you're so stressed out continuously all the time. You wake up stressed, you go to bed stressed. There's just all this constant worrying. And I think we're always taught to be flexible, be understanding of other people. And we can do that at the expense of our own needs. And I feel like it's a time in your life where this is not, when I say to bring the boundaries in, it's not about being rude or disrespectful to anyone else, but you need to know that if these things are taken care of, you don't have to stress as much and everyone is taken care of. That way you get a little bit more enjoyment back in your life. But at this moment, I feel like the life has sort of been sucked out of you, love. And I feel like things could really change around if you just bring in, just start making some stronger boundaries, love. And that will make things instantly turn around, and therefore the right person will come along, because you'll be able to say, these are, like, for the second person, and I think that this second person that will come into your pathway over the next couple of weeks has the potential to work for you all the time, babysitting for you, whereas at the moment the one that you've got is just, I don't think she realises how much it stresses you out, that she's unable to... fulfill the role that you need for her. So I think the second person will come in, but will only come in because they don't want to be like, oh, yesterday I'm working, I'm not sure if I'm working tomorrow. Having those precise days and times is going to be really important, and then you'll find that you, over the next couple of months, you'll start seeing that the second one fits the role that you would like a lot more and is more reliable and more responsible, and that way you'll be able to let go of the first one and just have your grandson babysat by just one particular person. That therefore will just take so much pressure off you, because you won't need to be stressed, because you know that he's in very, very good care.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Do you see the job starting to pay off? Excuse me.
Yes, I do. I do, but at this point, I think at this point, as I said, like, while you're just so exhausted and just having not having very solid boundaries is affecting you when you're at work. And I think once that part is taken care of and you feel really solid, then you're going to have even more energy to bring to your work. Because I feel like your bosses can see that you're a great asset, but at this point they're sort of going, she's got too many things going on, so I'm not sure if we can put any more pressure on her to do more, because there's very little in the reserve tank as it is. But they would like to take you to the next level, but that can only happen if you clear up and take care of this matter with the grandchildren and babysitting, okay?
Yeah. Well, I'll have to work on it for sure.
Yeah, well, just in the next couple of weeks, we'll unfold, as I said, like, get really clear on what it is that you want. So when you have a conversation with a person, you can go, these are the things that I need, and that person will be able to go, yes, I can do that, or no, I can't. If they can't, that's okay. The next person will come along, and then they'll go, yes, that works perfectly for me. I can do that.
Sharon, Rachel is not only a psychic, she is a life coach. So I think she's given you some pretty good advice. What do you think?
Totally agree. Excuse me. Rachel, do you see me ending up with my grandson?
To be really honest at this point, I think that question is not one that I could be 100% and say yes or no to at this point, because I feel if you don't clear these things up, your health is going to be very much affected, and then that will... you'll doubt whether you have the potential to look after him and be able to take care of everything. And that's what I mean. It's really important that you clear up this matter to reduce your stress so that your health can get better. And that way, when you go to do it, because you definitely want to have him, there is no denying that in any way, shape or form, but I'm not sure if you're at that place where you could take that on board right at the moment, to be honest, love. So I wouldn't want to say yes or no at this place.
And Sharon, my apologies to you, but we are going to need to close the broadcast.
Fine. No, that's fine. That's fine. Thank you, David. Thank you for bringing.
Okay, you're welcome, honey. You take good care.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. You
okay.
too. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Well, Rachel, if you would stay on the line just a moment after I close, I'd love to set up another date with you.
Sounds absolutely perfect. I'd love to do that. So thank
Beautiful.
You for every single person that has come on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's been a good group of people tonight. It really has. And so once again, we're going to come to a close. Let's take time to pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.